PayPal is developing a new generation of edible passwords which stay lodged in your stomach to let you log in. Jonathan LeBlanc, the company's top developer, said that the devices would be powered by stomach acid and include mini computers. He said the technology had become so advanced that it allowed true integration with the human body. The next wave of passwords will be edible, ingestible, or injectable, and will remove the need for what he called antiquated ways of confirming your identity, such as fingerprint scanning. He says typing in a password will become a thing of the past too.
Well, Mr. LeBlanc, who's the global head of developer evangelism at PayPal, they've actually got a department called developer evangelism at PayPal. He said in a presentation called Kill All Passwords that he wants to put users in charge of their own security. He said passwords, as they are now, were not working and that users need to harden it with something physical behind it.
So the thing that they used to harden it is edible capsules, which could check the person's glucose levels or blood pressure before beaming out encrypted data. And the other possibilities include silicon chips, which are put under the skin, and wearable computer tattoos, which send information via a wireless connection.
I don't like the idea of having something that can be chopped off my body by a criminal and used to access my account. You know, I mean, that's what I would say. If you've got your password in your mind, no one can get to that apart from through perhaps some extreme torture. But, you know, that's going to take some time and you need to be taken to a remote location. But, you know, I don't like the idea of having a tattoo or a microchip embedded in my finger. You know, it makes that part of your body vulnerable to ruthless criminals, right?
Yeah, right. If everybody is planting this kind of silicon chips under the skin or on their arms, maybe a criminal can simply get hold of anybody and chop off their arm and then they can get the password easily, right?
Yes.
I just don't like any intrusive measures. Remembering a password is a good exercise to your brain. I don't think that's a lot of trouble for people. Why just using this kind of thing? You have to do something about your body. You have to get something strange into your stomach.
Yeah, but there are some people who are getting old, who their memories are failing them, and they can't remember their password.
But I think they can afford the risk of having their password lost. Maybe they can lose some money, but then you won't lose an arm.
I mean, they could write it in disguised form in some way, couldn't they, really, as well? Here's something interesting that PayPal do. I think this is very positive. What they do, they carry out hackathons. This is where they encourage people to try and break into their systems. And they've had these hackathons to where they were developing vein recognition technology and heartbeat recognition bands to go around a person's wrist. Because we all have a unique heartbeat sort of printout and so forth and pattern. But he cautioned that the company has no immediate plans to use such devices, which is kind of interesting what they do, what they get up to in their department of whatever it was called, product evangelism or whatever. Very creative company.
They need to do some market research and see whether people like this idea or not. I think a lot of people will be appalled by this idea.
I don't think they care. They're in their own little world of James Bond gadgetry, aren't they, really? 更多节目下载荔枝FM收听